The play, The Dandelion, of an important Czech author, Jaroslav Kvapil, was intended for both large and small audiences. The playwright wrote it already in 1897, and it was masterfully translated into Slovak language by Josef Makoš. Karel Brožek picked up a gentle, fair tale of a princess dandelion almost a century after its creation in exactly 1983. The production worked with the motifs of folk tales and drew mainly upon their symbolism. A significance of the play, however, lies also in something other than just in the symbol or a metaphor on the passing of life. The play is a plea of the author to the people for protection of purity, sincerity, and nobleness in oneself and others. Because the winter that kills the dandelion does not come from the clouds, but comes from the people who surround it and from the character Yannick. The Dandelion was an exceptional stage work with an impressive artistic side to it. More space given within the puppet theatre to the poetry, atmosphere, or irrational line mostly contributed to the success of this play. It could be really achieved by using a puppet instead of a man. The village people are telling a story of the dandelion, and many girls pass the puppet to each other that represents it. So, it is a symbol of it. Finally, one girl who seems to be an owner of the puppet, at first glance, comes out of the audience. The girl plays the dandelion one time as herself, and one time as the puppet.